Welcome back. Jim Rome with you on this Monday. Great show. Good day. As promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Patriots. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, three tackles, a sack, three quarterback hits in Super Bowl 53. He led the team in tackles this season. He was an All-American at BYU. He was the 40th pick overall in 2014. He makes his return to the show. You might remember he was Kyle number 29 from the Kyle streak back in the day, which I will get into momentarily. Kyle Van Noy is my guest. Kyle, it's great to have you on the show.
Jim,
good morning. How are you?
Jim, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was some love right there on the intro. That's what I like to hear. It's turned into the KVN show. That's what I call it when I'm on the radio. So let's get it.
My man, I love that. It is the KVN show, and that is what it turns into because your content, your good content. Listen, I had your teammate Lawrence Guy on the show last week. We talked about what it feels like to be a Super Bowl champion. Let me ask you this. How does it feel to be a two-time Super Bowl champion? Kyle, has it sunk in yet?
Honestly, it really hasn't. It's been a whirlwind, you know, of a week and a day now, and I've just been truly honored to represent Pat's Nation, baby. We're small right now because everybody doesn't like us for winning again, but you know, it doesn't matter. The ones that are with us, it's all love, and what a blessing to win again.
It's the KVN show. Starring Kyle Van Noy, I'm Jim Rome. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, that part about the fact that people don't want to see you win. But, you know, I know it's sinking in, Kyle, but this notion of winning a second time. Like, in the week leading up to the Super Bowl, I was in Atlanta. I spoke to former Rams receiver Torrey Holt. He's got that one ring. He said that winning one is special, but when you win two, it puts you in a completely different class. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, how many people can say they have two? And then, you know, I look at some of my teammates and I get jealous because a couple of them have three, or like Tom, who has six. It's really an honor to win one, but to win two is absurd. I try to keep hitting myself like, yeah, it's real. You're a Super Bowl champ. But then to win defensively like that in against a high-powered offense that had only 3 points, that's insane.
Listen,
they're that good.
Yeah, Kyle, that's
the three. That was impressive.
Excuse me, I was going to say, Kyle, that's a thing. I was going to jump in there because not only are you guys doing stuff, I want to get into this too. You guys, almost to a man, were doing things that you didn't show during the regular season, and some things that some of you guys have never done at all. But you went up against one of the most explosive offenses in NFL history, held them to 30 points below their average. That's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be possible. So how do you explain that?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think it started against the Chargers, to be honest. And it started before that when we started the run towards the end of the regular season and making teams more one-dimensional. And then it carried over to the playoffs, but we weren't finishing. We gave 20, I don't know how many points to the Chargers, a lot, and then the Chiefs a lot. But we played really well in the beginning of the game, so we knew that we would start off hot against the Rams. We had confidence with that. We just knew we needed to keep it the entire game. And the game plan that the coaches gave us, the execution that the players did it with high intensity and physicality. I mean, if you watch that game and you come away with one thing, you can say the Patriots are damn physical after that game. Like, that's what we pride ourselves on, and that's what we were all about that game.
Kyle Van Noy, my guest, you know, watching that game, I thought that early on. That was one of the first things I thought, the first impression that the Patriots made is how physical you guys were playing against them. You had that monster sack of Jared Goff in the second quarter where you nearly ended his game right there. What were you seeing on that play, and what were you looking to do when you closed in on him?
You were talking about when I smacked the receiver
right,
and chased him down, or are you talking about
no,
the
no.
sack?
No, the sack. The sack when you got to Goff.
The sack? Honestly, I just ended up being a broken play, and we had really, really good coverage on the back end, and we took away his primary reads. The front did a good job of getting him off the spot, and I try to take his head off. You know, I know you're not supposed to do that in the NFL anymore, but that's what I tried to do.
Kyle, and in terms of the receiver, you mentioned that. I mean, Reynolds, you put a lick on him early in the game. What about that shot, and do you feel like you set the tone for the physical brand of play that we saw the rest of the day with that shot?
Yeah, I wanted to set the tone. Like, you, ain't, if you're going to come on my side, you're going to get hit. And that's what I'm all about. I'm about physicality. I'm about setting the tone. And I feel like we did that as a whole. It wasn't just myself. If you watch the run game, we knocked that dead pretty quickly. And then in the pass game, we have the best secondary in the league, and they showed up the entire game. And then when you marry the rush with the coverage, I mean, it was clinic display of what we did on last Sunday.
Patriot Kyle Van Noy joining us. He's got a couple of rings to his credit. You know, you made the point, and I've talked about this. It's a quote that you've said, and I've reset this on the show, Kyle. Quote, "We don't got stars. We've got elite football players." Can you break that down for me? What do you mean by that, and what's it say about your defense?
Well, we got dudes that we don't have any – well, we have one Pro Bowler, Steph, but – he doesn't even talk, so you wouldn't even know really much about him.
Right.
That's my guy, man. I love that guy. He don't say nothing. He just balls. And, you know, that's kind of what we pride ourselves on is we don't, you know, a lot of guys, in my opinion, get overlooked with the Pro Bowl selections and the All-Pro status. But they've been really good in this league for a long time, like Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, Trey Flowers, Hightower, just to name a few, Lawrence Guy. Those guys are really, really good football players. They're smart. They're physical. They work hard. They don't say much. They just show up every Sunday. And that's what they've been doing their whole careers. That's why some of them have 3 Super Bowls to their name. And, you know, they don't get no love. And I don't understand it. It's because they don't talk or they're not flashy. I don't get it, but they deserve a lot of credit. Those dudes are studs.
Kyle, do you think any of that is like the Patriot way? I mean, you guys have a certain way, and it obviously works beautifully. You're stacking rings, but you guys aren't about look at me or fronting for yourselves. Is that anything to do with the fact that you don't get more credit, or is it something else?
I'd say it's a little bit of everything. You know, you could count it as that, but, you know, I don't know. I also think it might be to do with playing with Tom Brady, and that's okay. We like it that way.
Kyle Van Noy joining us. So what's that like? For instance, when you went over there, and we could talk about how they got you in that trade. I mean, they've made some really good trades, but I can't point to a trade that was better than the one they got with you. You probably had some thoughts about Tom Brady, having watched him from afar. What did you know about him that maybe you didn't know? Like, what do you know now that maybe you didn't know when you first got there? And what's it like to play with him?
Well, honestly, I played against him, and he's so good that you're kind of like, I just don't like him.
Right.
But then you meet him, and he's such a good dude. I know there's lots of guys on the record saying that. One in particular, Harrison, he played him for years and was like, man, I just wanted to hate him. But then you meet him, you talk football with him, you're on the same team with him, and it's like he's like family. He treats you like you're his brother, and, you know, it's kind of love from there. And he is the best to ever do it in football at the quarterback position, and to be on his team and to be able to represent with him, it's sick. And he's just a good dude, and that's easy to say when he shows love all the time. I mean, yeah.
Talking of Patriot Kyle Van Noy, yeah, and he's got 6 rings, and he's a great guy to play with. You know, I mentioned, before I let you go, the Patriots have won a lot of trades, but I'm not sure there are too many trades where they've gotten over the way they did when they got you. All that's happened since that trade is you've been a key part of 3 teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. You've won a couple of rings. Kyle, was there any part of you that wants to say to everybody, what do you have to say now? How do you like me now?
Oh, yeah, I want to say that all the time. But, you know, I don't want to ever say it's just me, because without the players that I have on my team doing their part, I wouldn't be able to do mine. So, of course, I felt like I always had the talent and the skill to play in this league. It just wasn't used correctly where I was at. And I feel like when Bill Belichick traded for me, and the guys upstairs traded for me. They had a whole plan in mind, and boy, it turned out lovely, and I've loved every second of it. I've been part of 3 Super Bowl teams and won 2 times. I mean, it's a dream come true. And really, what anyone else has to say about me and my skills, you know, they can kick rocks.
Kyle Van Noy, it is lovely. They can't kick rocks. Let me ask you, you made the point of saying, hey, look, people do not want us to win. We know this. Kyle, was there any point during the year, maybe even after the loss to Jacksonville, the 24-point loss to Tennessee, where you thought, maybe it's just not our year? Or did you really know deep down, we'll put it together late the way we usually do?
You know, I never favored this year in any direction. We try to keep it positive and always even keel, never too high, never too low, because it's a long season. In those early parts of the year, I was telling players, as Jacksonville players were, you know, talking trash, that championships aren't won in the warm weather. It's won in the cold, baby. And that's kind of the attitude we had all year, that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And the beauty of football is you have 16 opportunities, and you can do whatever you can win all those. You can lose some, you can lose all of them. But at the end of the day, you're trying to get to one goal and one goal in mind, and that's getting the playoffs. And then after that, and it's a race to the finish line to get to that game. And we knew we had the talent. We knew we had the players, the right coaches. They had great game plans all year. We just kept at it and kept at it and kept working. And eventually, you know, we just cracked the code and played Patriot football here in the playoffs. I mean, if you watch that defensive performance, I don't think there's been, you know, quarterbacks that have thrown that low or whatever. I don't know the stats. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, we just won another championship, and people can't really say nothing right now.
They can't. Nobody can take that from you. Let's come full circle on this. I think we have some listeners that would really be interested in what you have to say about this before I let you go. And I don't know if you remember, Kyle, but back in the day, years ago, when you were at BYU, I did a streak of interviews with athletes named Kyle, and you were number 29 in that streak. Honestly,
yeah,
one of the best
that. That
in the streak.
Sick.
It was fun, man. It was fun. When you look back on your time at BYU, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Oh, man. That was a long time ago. Honestly, to look back at those times, it is the man upstairs has blessed me with so much. You know, I've been given so much, and that's why I give. I think one of the best things that I have that my wife and I have done since that time is start our own foundation, the Van Noy Valor Foundation.org. If you want to check it out, it's great. We work with foster care, struggling youth in the community, and adoption, and we just try to strengthen kids for success in whatever it is they want to do. And that's kind of, you know, me to a T, is I always want to give back. You know, I have people, I'll give the sweatshirt off my back for someone. That's just the type of love I have. I'm all about spreading love in this world. And, you know, that's me. I just want to spread love, baby. And I've been living. I would say growing up, I was just, you know, trying to make my way. But now I'm truly living life and loving life. I would say since my BYU experience, I'm loving life.
Good for you, Kyle. Really quickly, if the listeners want more information about the foundation, where do they go to get it?
Van Noy Valor Foundation.org.
He is a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He was an All-American at BYU, and that right there is the KVN show.
Woo!
Kyle Van Noy.
We killed it.
We killed it, man, especially you. Kyle, congrats, man. So good to hear your voice.
Thanks, man.
And really good to have you on the show, Kyle. Great job.
All right, thanks. Everybody tuning in. Show love to Jim all the time, man. He's a beast at what he does. He's great to be a part of on his journey. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Kyle, you're the best. You're a beast at what you do, and it's great to be a part of your journey, too. The KVN show. Did I or did I not say at the top of the program it was going to be a good show? And then whenever a guest comes on and says, this is the KVN show, there are good shows when I'm on the radio, I know it's going to be a good interview. and it was awesome. Kyle Vannoy, Patriot champion, two-time champion. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you're here to hate the Patriots, you probably didn't. How do you not respect that guy? The way he approaches it, the way he gets after it, and that defense and the job, that number they did on the Rams. Have to respect it. You know, I didn't get into it. I want to. There are so many guys in that defense. I'll get to a break in 10 seconds. So many guys in that defense that did things in that game that they did not do the entire year. Played positions they didn't play the entire year. Did things some of them have never done their entire lives. And they did it on that big stage. That's the genius of those players and that coaching staff. Now I'm done. Now thanks to Kyle Vannoy and the KVN show.